This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. We'll do just a little brief Bill Gates talk this hour. Some good news out of the corporate world. I'll touch on that Trump-Iran speech he's given an hour from now in just a few. All that, so much more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to the Trump speech, the Iran stuff, the good news out of the corporate world, the emails, I promised you this. Bill Gates is out there still talking. And, well, just listen.
And so that basic structure that starts with identity and bank accounts and payments is just foundational. And as part of this visit, I'm now seeing how that foundation is being built out in agriculture with profiles of farmers to understand what they need and give them advice, built out with health records so that we can help people not only with infectious diseases, but the challenge that's coming in the future with the growth of the non-communicable diseases being a huge thing. And that digital public infrastructure will help us with these climate problems.
Now, that was a lot of gobbledygook. Let me explain. I've told you many times before, you already know that who you are, your interests, what you buy, the services you use, that so much of that information is available online. Your shopping habits, the internet is watching, always tracking you. The reason you did one internet search for hiking boots, and now every time you log into a website, you see an advertisement, 50% off hiking boots, go to Cabela's, is because they are tracking and they are watching. They're building a profile on you. Now, here's the good side of it. Here's the good news. The good news is, for the most part, this profile that's being built on you is designed to sell you things that you want or things that you like. If you're always looking up racquetball equipment, you're probably going to find out when the new racquetball sale is, because they know that's what you look up. And now Dick's Sporting Goods is having, actually, I hate them dirty commies, but now a big sporting goods store is having a big sale, and now they're going to advertise it to you. So it's not like it's all bad. I don't want to act like it's a bunch of tyrants sitting in a room figuring out how to manipulate you. However, I do think it is important to note that so many of the worst people on the planet, people just like Bill Gates, they seem uniquely interested in this. And they're going to use the good parts of it to sell you bad parts of it. Meaning, hey, you know, if you just sign up for this digital ID thing, we'll let you know the latest sales. We'll give you a freebie there. Wouldn't it be nice if your health records were instantly available if they just scanned you? Life would be easier. Life will be more convenient. Don't you want that same day shipping? But they have uglier plans. This is going to be sold as a convenience as we get more and more into this technological world, and it's going to be used by tyrants for control. It's going to be sold as convenience and used as control. Sold as convenience and used as control. I just wanted to let you know that. A dumb example, but it follows along the lines of what I'm talking about. At the Houston Astros games here in Houston, we go on occasion to the Houston Astros games. And like any other ballpark or any other game, you have a ticket. Usually it's a ticket on your phone now, but you can get physical tickets if you want. And there's a line if you want to use your ticket so they can scan your ticket to get in the game. Of course, just like anything you would know. But you don't have to wait in line in this other little area. Why? Well, if you simply upload your face, your facial recognition data into the special website, there's no line. Now, are the Houston Astros going to do something nefarious with your face? I doubt that, but it's a good example of what I'm talking about how the tyrants are going to use that stuff. Have some convenience. Look how nice it's going to be. Look, it's hot out. Do you want to wait there? You could just give me all your information, and there's no line. Got a cold bottle of water waiting for you right there inside. All I need is your face. Something to keep in mind. All right. Now, I brought you, I didn't bring you the news. Well, I mean, I am a journalist.
It's Journalist Jesse.
But I didn't bring you the news. You probably already knew that 1 hour, a little less than 1 hour from now, Donald Trump is going to address the nation. The address is going to be about Iran. The rumors are, and they're probably more than rumors at this point in time, the expectancy is that Donald Trump is going to announce mission accomplished in Iran. We're wrapping things up. We got to knock out this, this, and this. 2 or 3 weeks, we're coming home. Okay, put that aside for a moment. He's also going to say, we think, and we won't know for an hour, we think he's going to say, hey, you countries that ship all your oil through this Strait of Hormuz, that sounds like a personal problem. I suggest you get your Navy or something out there and secure the Strait, because we're not going to come over here. We're not going to stay here and secure it for you. It's your problem now. We are leaving. And what's left here is your problem now. Good luck. We're leaving. Now, that's a very smart move by Donald Trump to announce that for a variety of different reasons. Let's discuss those reasons. First of all, the obvious reason, the poll numbers show that we're going to get destroyed in the midterms if Donald Trump does not become hyper-focused on the economy and affordability. Even if he cannot fix those things, and he probably cannot, he's just the president of the United States of America, he has to be seen to be caring about these things. Right now, every time Donald Trump gets asked a question, it's about what? Iran. Hey, Iran, what about this bombing? Iran, how much longer Iran? What is that? What is the result of that? Normies, every time they see Donald Trump, he's talking about a country they don't care about. They're upset. Donald Trump approval numbers, 35%, disapproval, 64%. And the most devastating poll number I think I've ever seen for him. White people with no college. That is the demographic that put Donald Trump in the White House twice. He's lost them. He's underwater with them by 2 points. That's his demographic. Okay, he can read too. That's part of the reason he's making this announcement. We're coming home. He knows what we've been talking about. Got to get home. Got to get focused. Got to make these people think you are focused here at home. He knows that. Good. Another thing, the stock market. Every time there's an inkling that there might be a peace deal, that this war might end, the stock market goes up. Every time there's even a rumor that we're going to stay, we're going to send in the ground troops, stock market goes down. The stock market doesn't like this war. And President of the United States of America has to take that in consideration. Now, all that's the good news. Let's see what speech he actually gives an hour from now. Obviously, we're going to discuss it tomorrow. Another part of this. Headline, U.S. may re-examine NATO's merit after Iran war snub, Rubio says. I could see Donald Trump pulling out of NATO over this. Donald Trump is upset of after everything we've done, that he called for help over there and nobody sent it. Headline, Trump threatened to stop supplying weapons to Ukraine unless Europe steps up in the Iran war. You could see this whole affair ending the United States of America's involvement in NATO, which essentially ends NATO because we are NATO. The other countries contribute very little to NATO. NATO has been America and then a couple little deformed cousins who step in from time to time. There's a chance with Europe saying, we're not interested. Good luck over there. There's a chance they just ended NATO. Sounds good to me. There is a potential bad news portion to this. Talk about that and something good in the business world. Next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'll get to some of those emails. Let me do a couple other things first. Now, for the potential bad news or bad outcome on this Trump speech later on. Trump says, well, we think he's going to say, hey, 2 or 3 weeks, we're wrapping things up, we're gone. That is a journey that is fraught with danger. Because we talked about this, we've talked about it many times before, but let's consider that there are three entities in this war. The United States, Israel, and Iran. And as I warned before, BK just told us last hour along the same lines. We want out. Donald Trump wants out, wants to be done with it. Iran, they might not want us out. Now, that sounds crazy. How could that be? But if you've already lost all your leadership, your entire military's wiped out, maybe Iran now wants to hurt Donald Trump. The only thing they have that can hurt Donald Trump is keeping him bound there and screwing up the world economy. People are paying huge money for gas and diesel now, and they're blaming Trump, and they're not incorrect about it. Trump went over there and did it. Now gas is expensive. Iran knows that. What if Iran wants us to stay? Now, that's a maybe. Iran's a coin flip. We don't even know that Iran wants this thing to end. They're a coin flip. Israel ain't no coin flip. Israel wants us to stay. Israel sees this as their opportunity to have us wipe out Iran for them. They want us to stay. 2 or 3 weeks is a long time. A lot can happen in 2 or 3 weeks. Well, what? I don't mean to be coy about the whole thing. I don't know. But we can use our imagination. What could happen that could keep us there? A lot. 2 or 3 weeks is a long time. Let's hope he gives that speech. We wrap it up, come back home. He's even saying things now like, oh, all that nuclear stuff. I'm not even that worried about it. It's deep underground. Donald Trump read the poll numbers. Donald Trump understands exactly what I've been saying. Got to get home now. Again, on the economy. Is it fair to lay all that at his feet? Absolutely not. But that doesn't matter. Life ain't fair. Even if he can't fix affordability, even if he can't fix the jobs market, even if he can't fix those things, and he certainly can't fix them overnight, the people in this country, all the normies, the independents, they have to see him trying every minute of every day. I know the president has to be involved in foreign policy. I'm not naive. It's a complicated job. But the foreign policy portion has to be over. Donald Trump has to spend every waking minute being seen to be involved here and care about here and only here,
between now and November. That'll help us. That'll help get things turned around. Now, I have something hilarious. Governor of Idaho signed a bill into law. I'm not going to go into the bill, but the city of Boise, it's the huge commie city. City of Boise had all these gay tranny flags flying from everything, of course, because they're a bunch of demons. And they had to take it down. The mayor of Boise's a commie. She had to go out there with all these gay rights freaks and take down this flag. And it was just so entertaining to listen to.
Thank everybody for being here. I didn't plan on making a remark beforehand, because this is a symbol of who we are. And it's not political.
She's staring at the gay flag. I think that's the tranny flag, Chris. I don't know. There's so many colors, but she's staring at the gay flag saying, this is a symbol of who we are. It's not political.
It's not religious.
It's definitely religious.
It's not ideological.
It's that too.
It's a flag that says clearly that we are a city that's safe and welcoming for everyone. And the steps
Wait, you just got to get through this. They're going to start singing soon.
Taken to seek to erase who we are, who you are, to minimize the values of this city, cannot and will not change who we are.
Love for each other will carry us through. Yes, our love for each other will carry us through.
We're here with our courage.
The lady at the end. I'm sorry, I have to play it again.
It's not religious.
It's the lady at the end. We're here with our courage.
City cannot and will not change who we are.
Love for each other will carry us through.
Yes, our love for each other will carry us through. We're here with our courage.
That's so good. It's so much fun making fun of these demonic freaks. Big business pulls back from LGBTQ corporate rankings in a dramatic one-year slide. They're still involved. Big business is still doing this crap. We saw what the Chicago Bulls did yesterday, but many of them got the word that you have become an activist and you have started putting your money where your morals are, and at least some of them are changing tactics. Shoot, look at Bud Light. When Joe Biden was president, it's a tranny. Now they're playing Lynyrd Skynyrd and having bald eagles in every commercial. It's amazing. You know what else is amazing? Is Chalk. You know, Chalk didn't turn anti-communist just when it got trendy. Chalk was anti-communist when it was very unpopular. Did you know Chalk was getting kicked off of social media during COVID because they thought all this lockdown mask-wearing lunacy was bonkers? Chalk is an American business. You know how much business they lost to stand up for freedom? But they didn't care. And now, of course, they're thriving because everyone knows that natural herbal supplements from Chalk will make your friggin' life better. If you're a woman, get a female vitality stack in your veins. You're 60, 90 days away from not needing a nap or an afternoon cup of coffee anymore. If you're a dude, a male vitality stack, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. You're about to feel like a new man, a totally new man, a better mood, better energy. Life is about to be grand. Go get a subscription, save a bunch of money. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. We'll do some emails next.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2026 marks the 250th anniversary of America. The soul of this country is found in the stories of those who defended it. I'm J.R. Martinez, a U.S. Army veteran. I know that true valor isn't just a word. It's a choice made in a split second. That's why I'm honored to bring you a brand new season of Medal of Honor Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. You'll fly into the heart of a rescue mission with Air Force pilot James Fleming in Vietnam.
I'm going to put you out in the middle of hell. If you have to come home, I'll bring you home. That's my duty. It's my honor.
We'll also travel back to 1926 to witness Richard Byrd's historic flight over the North Pole. These are more than just stories of combat. They are testaments to leadership, community, and the human spirit. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. If you missed any part of the show, you can download it iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Hey, Bronco. Did you ever consider going back to sell RVs as a side hustle? I bet you would do good now that you're famous, this guy says. I don't know about side hustle. You can't side hustle your way into sales. Not those kind of sales. You really, like so many jobs, you get out of sales what you put into it. I hate to sound like your grandpa, but your grandpa was freaking correct. You get out of it what you put into it. I was pretty good at it. I wasn't world class, but I was pretty good at it because I busted my butt at it. There was no sale I wouldn't do. There was no drive I wouldn't make. I was hungry, trying to make a living, trying to get promoted, trying to do that. So I was good at it. I don't think you can do a job like that halfway. And, you know, you got to be hungry for it. And when you deal with people, every waitress listening to me knows this is true. Anybody who deals with people and having to deal with customers knows what I'm about to say is true. Or if you ever had, you're going to deal with some turds. You are. That's part of the job. When you have to, that's one of the best things about this. I only have two turds I have to worry about. Right? What, Chris? I didn't necessarily mean you and Corey. Even though you're the only people here, I guess that does kind of narrow it down. But you understand what I mean. In customer service, RVs, anything, you're going to deal with some people who are nightmarish. I've told you about how you should be cutting people out of your life. You should be blocking cell phone numbers, blocking people on social media, because the bottom 5 to 10% of society are low-life scumbags. They're morons. They're horrible people who will make your life worse. And so you should be identifying these people and then cutting them out of your life, and your life gets infinitely better. Well, in sales, you can't do that. You don't get the part of my frustration towards the end was that wasn't an option. You know, when it's your customer and they walk in and you know they're about to occupy 3 hours of your time and they couldn't buy a packet of spearmint gum, let alone an RV, and that's how you make a living, and you know they're going to be rude, and they're going to be, you don't have the option of saying, you know what, no, I'm good, I'm leaving. Hey, Jesse, we have no chance. Every time I open the news and a federal judge is blocking the administration from doing something, the evil is too widespread, it's too deep. It's impossible to actually blame the swamp. All right, I don't mean to laugh. He says his name is Drew. All right, so I got headlines here. Federal judge blocks ballroom construction of the White House. Judge rules Trump's order ending funding for NPR and PBS is unconstitutional. Every time we turn around, there's a judge that ruled this and a judge that ruled that. There's a judge that stopped Trump from this. There's a judge that let a criminal out of prison. There's a judge that. Yes, we are in a bit of a pickle. But one, we're starting to recognize the pickle. Two, don't say it's impossible. I'll keep bringing it up. El Salvador, what has happened there, would have sounded impossible a few years ago. Crime-ridden and filthy and horrible. What did he do? He removed the judges. The judges are the ones holding the communist revolution up. They are probably the most important soldiers in the communist revolution. The judges protect the evil. They go after the good people. the judges, you know this is a problem. Don't think that it's an impossible problem just because you can't vote for them. We must change the GOP and turn it into an anti-communist party that will remove the judges. This will take time. This will not happen tomorrow. It will not happen after the midterms. It probably won't even happen after the 2028 election. We have to keep chopping and keep chopping and keep chopping, and we can get there. It's not going to be fast. Saving a country or losing a country is a process, not an event. Jesse, since Italy has prevented our Air Force from using their planes in Sigonella, Sicily, how are they going to stop us? By flinging meatballs? You know, we're not going to suffer any of these racist Italian jokes here on this show. All right, what, Chris? We're not. That's one. Two, they're called a meatball. Stop. What, Chris? Three, Europe snubbed us really badly on this Iran excursion. That's probably a good thing. You know, we had this discussion. We've had this discussion before on the show that alliances, they always change throughout history, not just in American history. You go look at the history of the world. For a while, this country, country A, is allied with country B, and they're fighting against country C. And then, as values change and leaders change and times change, soon country A is allied more with country C, and they're fighting country B. And then as time change and leadership change, everything changes, soon country B and country C are allied now, and they're fighting country A. This is how it works. Europe is far ahead of us in the communist revolution because of how many barbarians they imported. They have no Second Amendment. They didn't have a strong enough right wing to stand up to it. Their communist revolution is light years ahead of ours. Europe, for all intents and purposes, is already communist in most of these countries. Not all of Europe, of course, but countries like the UK are already gone. That sucks, right? You might not be. I love England. I've never been, but I admire them. I think they have such a cool history. I think they have such cool traditions. And if I have to admit my biases, I did get to work with some British Royal Marines when I was in the Marines, and they were studs, and they were funny, and they were tough, and they were great soldiers. I like the Brits. I like them a lot. That country's gone, man. Gone. Completely gone. We won't be an ally with Britain 50 years from now. And you know what? I take that back. If we're still an ally with Britain 50 years from now, we've gone bad here. It's gone really, really bad. We've just caught up to them in communism if we were. So if this whole Iranian affair, as skeptical as I've been about so many aspects of it from the very beginning, if it ends up finally being a separation between us and some of these scummy European communist countries, that's fine. That's fine. Look, I want to talk about allegiances changing. We dropped two nuclear weapons on Japan. You could easily make the argument that Japan is our best and most valuable ally on planet Earth right now. Japan is building up to stand against China. Their values, the values of Japanese people, so closely align with American values on a lot of things. I know they're different. There's no question about it. They're different. But Donald Trump, the American right, have a real kinship with their leadership over there. They love us. We love them. You realize we fought a war, a complete war of annihilation against those people with torture and death and bombing of cities. That's a good point, Chris. Chris said those bombs dropped less than 100 years ago. Allies change. Because our ancestors came from Europe, the founders of this country came from Europe, we've always had this kinship with them. But times change. And if they're going communist, times should change. I don't have any desire to be aligned with them. Screw them. I like the Japanese people anyway. All right, one more segment. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Donald Trump gives an Iran speech in about 10 minutes. I know I'll be sitting right here in this chair listening. Fingers crossed. Let's hope we wrap things up and come on home and dig into this economy so your life can become more affordable. Also, I like this.
So with all of that, I'm very happy to be signing the voter integrity, and I think it's going to be really great. So if you don't mind, I will take some time, and I'll make this signature absolutely perfect. So it looks very good. So far, so good.
Yeah, whatever. Donald Trump was signing an executive order about mail-in ballots. Without fraud, foreigners, and cheating, Democrats cannot win elections. Anything Donald Trump does to reduce fraud, foreigners, and cheating, that will hurt the Democrat Party. We need these wounds in the Democrat Party's side before November. As many wounds as we can deliver to them, the better off we will be. It will mitigate the losses that could very well be coming. So that is a good thing. Also, I'll tell you what else is a good thing. Ketanji Brown Jackson. I'm not kidding. Remember I played this earlier? This was her argument earlier today in the birthright citizenship thing.
You obviously have permanent allegiance based on being born in whatever country you're from. That's what everybody recognizes. But you also have local allegiance when you are on the soil of this other sovereign. And I was thinking, you know, I'm a U.S. citizen and visiting Japan. And what it means is that, you know, if I steal someone's wallet in Japan, the Japanese authorities can arrest me and prosecute me. It's allegiance meaning, can they control you as a matter of law? I can also rely on them if my wallet is stolen to, you know, under Japanese law, go and prosecute the person who has stolen it. So there's this relationship based on, even though I'm a temporary traveler, I'm just on vacation in Japan, I'm still locally owing allegiance in that sense.
She's a moron. But that's why it's a good thing. Let me explain. Obviously, I would rather it would be Clarence Thomas's clone in her place on the Supreme Court. I get that. But Joe Biden was the one who got to make that pick. And so it was always going to be a communist of some kind. I would rather my communists be morons than be clever. If you have to have a communist on the Supreme Court, and they're your enemy, as they are mine and they are yours, I want them to be so dumb that all of America sees how dumb they are. You know, Sotomayor, she's just as communist as Ketanji Brown Jackson, just as sick and soulless and evil. But she's smart enough to cloak her language in enough legalese that you and I don't know what the heck she's talking about half the time, but it sure sounds smart, right? Elena Kagan, exact same thing. Ketanji Brown Jackson is weapons grade stupid. She doesn't know anything about anything. And so when she talks, it hurts the communist revolution. This stuff, it makes you wince because she's on the Supreme Court, but it was always going to be a commie vote. It might as well be a commie vote that makes the commies look bad.
How does this work? Are you suggesting that when a baby is born, people have to have documents, present documents? Is this happening in the delivery room? How are we determining when or whether a newborn child is a citizen of the United States under your rule?
What SSA says is there's currently a system where, for example,
this guy needs some tea with honey in it.
Social security numbers are generated based on the birth certificate. They say this can still be, for the vast majority of instances, completely transparent. You will still get a...
Jesse, I've had it with your baseless attacks on fish. You argue that if fish isn't mixed with anything, it won't taste good. Deep fried fish with nothing but salt and pepper and some drops of lemon juice. It's delicious.
especially when Kamaling them down with a cold beer. Thank you for making my point. You deep fried them and added salt and pepper and lemon. Of course it's delicious. Anyway, adding different sauces isn't to hide the taste of the fish, but to enhance it. It's a lie. You, as the president of Sauces and Salsas Syndicate, I like that, Chris, should know this better than anyone. You always say the sauce makes the food. Other than this, I love your show, brother. Keep giving it to those filthy commies. When Cuba is finally freed from the communist nightmare, I know the perfect spot in Havana for you to enjoy the best cigars accompanied by the best rum on the island. Sorry, not ice cream this time. Chris, when's the last time you had rum? I feel like I haven't had rum in ages. I mean, I don't drink much anymore. But Chris, it's not just for pirates, okay? I'm sure there's some quality rum out there that would be, honestly, I don't really remember what it tastes like. It's been a very, very long time since I've tasted any rum. What was that thing in the white bottle, Chris? What was it called? Malibu. That was good, right? I think. And now we're going to get yelled at. If it wasn't good, someone's going to yell. That was Chris's suggestion.
And now...
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Let's talk about TMZ turning its sights on DC politicians and why that's a good thing. That's from Not the Bee. It's a very good thing because the humiliation of our politicians, exposing them when they're lying, corrupt scumbags, is always wonderful. Trump just issued his most consequential executive order yet. This was about the mail-in ballots. It's a very good thing. Good job, Trump. Useful puppet. Eric Swalwell in the hot seat after traveling to Doha on several Qatar-sponsored trips. Why does everybody go to Qatar? I don't really understand this fascination with Qatar. Isn't it just this horrible desert place? It doesn't look very fun. The desert sucks. Laptop from hell prosecutor is recruited for Vance's fraud task force. Putting J.D. Vance on this and making him the face of it is one of the savvier things the Trump administration has done. If J.D. Vance spends the next 3 years taking down fraud in this country, that'll set him up nicely if he wants to make a presidential run. All right, Trump's about to give a speech on Iran. Cross your fingers, and I'll see you tomorrow. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.